Cattle bearish corn stocks weighed heavy on feeder cattle futures Friday. Outside markets continue to lose ground. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 3rd of October. Feeder cattle futures tanked Friday, with pressure from corn futures surging in response to USDA's grain stocks report. Corn futures closed 5 to 8 cents higher through July of 23, and then 2 to 3 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $2.68 lower. Live cattle futures closed an average of 53 cents lower, from 17 to 85 cents lower, except for unchanged in the back contract. Soybean futures closed 32 to 46 cents lower through August of 23, and then mostly 21 to 25 cents lower, reacting to softer oil prices and the grain stocks report. More about that report momentarily. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive with light demand to limited on light demand through Friday afternoon, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. For the week, live prices were steady at $143 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains and at $144 to $145 in Nebraska. Prices were steady to $3 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $145. Dressed prices were steady to a dollar higher in Nebraska at $228 to $233 and at the bottom of last week's range in the Western Corn Belt at $228. Choice box beef cutout value was $2.33 lower Friday afternoon at $243.75 a hundredweight. Select was 35 cents higher at $220.13. Estimated total cattle slaughter was 3,000 head less week over week at 664,000 head, but was 24,000 head more than the same week last year. Year-to-date estimated total cattle slaughter of 25.36 million head was 385,000 head more, or 1.5% more than the same time last year. Estimated total year-to-date beef production of 20.91 billion pounds was 282 million pounds more, or 1.4% more than last year.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increased net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400-cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford Bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at hereford.org.
Calves and feeder cattle trekked mostly steady to lower at the weekly Friday and Saturday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 800 to 999 pounds sold generally $3 to $6 lower, with instances of $8 to $10 lower at Fort Pierre Livestock Auction in South Dakota. Heifers weighing 750 to 999 pounds sold mostly $5 to $8 lower. There are 7,706 head on offer. There are too few comparable sales for a trend at Lexington Livestock Auction in Nebraska, where there are 4,436 head, but higher undertones were noted for steer calves, while lower undertones were noted for heifer calves. Also in Nebraska, but compared to 2 weeks earlier, steer calves weighing 400 to 600 pounds sold steady to $7 higher at Erickson Livestock Market. Heifer calves weighing 400 to 600 pounds sold steady to $3 lower, but yearling heifers weighing more than 700 pounds traded steady to $2 higher. There were 4,380 head on offer. At Harrod Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steers weighing 800 to 850 pounds sold mostly steady and then $2 to $3 lower at 900 to 1,000 pounds. There was no trend for heifers, and there were 2,576 head on offer. Finally, steady undertones were noted for steers weighing less than 900 pounds at St. Ones Livestock Auction in South Dakota. Steers weighing 900 to 950 sold steady. Lighter weight heifer calves sold with steady undertones. then steady to $2 lower for heifers weighing more than 650 pounds. There are 1,254 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices continued to fall Friday, with growing concerns about inflation and tightening monetary policy squelching economic growth here and abroad. The Personal Consumption Expenditure Index, or PCE, excluding food and energy, grew 0.6% from July to August, which was more than anticipated. Year over year, the PCE was 4.9% higher, according to the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 500 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 54 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 161 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $1.61 to $1.74 lower through the front six contracts. Now, back to that quarterly grain stocks report from USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. Old crop corn stocks stored in all positions September 1st totaled 1.38 billion bushels, up 12% year over year, but less than trade expectations. Of the total stocks, 510 million bushels were stored on farms, which was 29% more than a year earlier. Off-farm stocks of 867 million bushels were 3% more than the prior year. NAS analysts say 2021 corn production was revised downward by 41.4 million bushels, with downward revisions in planted area, harvested area, and grain yield. Old crop soybean stocks of 274 million bushels stored in all positions September 1st were 7% more than the previous year and more than the trade expected. Soybean stocks stored on farms totaled 62.9 million bushels, down 8% from a year ago. Off-farm stocks of 211 million bushels were 12% more year over year. Soybean production was 30.2 million bushels more, with harvested area revised higher as well as yield. Finally, all wheat stored in all positions September 1st totaled 1.78 billion bushels, which was less than 1% more than the previous year and in line with trade expectations. On-farm wheat stocks were estimated at 591 million bushels, up 41% from last September. Off-farm stocks of 1.18 billion bushels were 13% less than a year earlier. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 3rd of October. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.